Now, a rare look at life under the rule of the Nigerian militant group Boko Haram, as filmed by the group itself. Audie Cornish of NPR's All Things Considered recorded this conversation for us last week.
Last year, Voice of America News Service, which is funded by the U.S. government, received a stunning trove of videos from Nigeria. 18 hours of footage recorded by Boko Haram's own cameras in 2014. The pictures come from northeastern Nigeria. Now, at the time, Boko Haram had total control of the region. The videos take us behind Boko Haram's assaults on the Nigerian military and into villages where their leaders administer rough justice. VOA has produced a series of four reports based on the videos. And joining me now to talk about what we can learn from these images is VOA's Ibrahim Ahmed. He hosts a weekly program for their service broadcast in Nigeria. Thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Now, tell us a little bit about how you were able to verify these videos.
When the Voice of America got these videos, first of all, we sat down and went through almost all of them. And we were able to determine that they came from northeastern Nigeria because the people in the videos speak in Kanuri, which is the predominant language there, and which is also the language of most of the Boko Haram leadership and members. That was the first thing. Then there were references to Boko Haram and to events that only Boko Haram will know, like the attacks carried out in some areas of northeastern Nigeria.
Your reporting shows a couple of things. One, the faces of some leaders and participants in Boko Haram, which I understand is very uncommon. It also shows how they are able to basically bring whole villages into their ideology using violence. Mm-hmm. And in one clip, there is a tribunal where they exert their justice. How do these tribunals work?
Well, in order to control the people, when Boko Haram captures a place and they want to bring people in line, they will hold this kind of tribunals and they will force everybody from the village or the town to attend the tribunals. They will bring people they are accusing, whether they are drug users or drug sellers, according to them. They will bring them to these tribunals and they will read out a statement that you are guilty of this or guilty of that. Do you accept your guilt? Well, if you accept it, fine, you just go and lay down and get killed.
They do something similar with young boys and men who they conscript in the fighting. Mm-hmm. You have a video that is unusual in that it shows a Boko Haram leader basically getting everyone to gear up to fight. Mm-hmm. Let's watch that.
Allah says the best of the martyrs are those that fight in the front. They are the ones who do not turn back until they are killed.
When Boko Haram started in 2009, initially, their membership were made up of the original followers of the founder of Boko Haram. But when they started capturing territory, they started conscripting people.
There is video of a failed attack, essentially, on an army barracks. Mm-hmm. And you see fighters looking for weapons. You see fighters not necessarily able to use the weapons they have. Mm-hmm. What are the fighting capabilities of Boko Haram at this point?
Initially, Boko Haram was kind of going into fights with the military with much more powerful weapons than what the military had. The military had AK-47 rifles, while the militants come with heavy machine guns, anti-aircraft guns, so the military had to run away at the time. But in 2016, the present government in Nigeria, when they started taking the fight to Boko Haram, they were able to adapt themselves and to get those kind of weapons that Boko Haram was using on them. And that's when they started winning the war and kicking Boko Haram out of these major cities and towns.
Do you feel as though these are areas that can rebuild?
It is possible, but it's going to be really difficult because the crisis or the carnage that Boko Haram has done in the area is just unbelievable.
Ibrahim Ahmed, Voice of America, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.